Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Well, hello, and welcome back. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is the 17th of April, 2024. And for me, again, it looks like a typical springtime in Wisconsin. This time, we had some strong spring storms, some crazy rain, and noticeable swings in temperatures in the past 48 hours. It's also a typical spring because the Brewers have started playing baseball and are quickly out of the gates with a winning record. They're looking to have an interesting season, and at this point, anything can happen. All five teams in their division have a winning record, except for one that's at 500. Also, oddly enough, all five of the teams have won exactly five of their past 10 games. An odd coincidence for sure, and it'll be interesting to see when it's all said and done who excels and who tanks. It will also be interesting to see when it's all said and done who excels and who tanks with the new legislative maps and what happens in November. So, without further ado, let's jump into some news together. First off, let's look at the calendar, and it's official, the Fat Lady has sung. Or, since we probably can't say that anymore, let's go with the lady without an Ozempic prescription has sung. Officially, all the bills not approved by both the Senate and the Assembly here in Wisconsin have been given the designation of, quote, failed to pass, unquote, as of Friday, April 11th. That was the date of the last general business floor session that was scheduled. So, any bills that are not through the process will not be addressed again. All bills that have been passed as of the floor session must be sent to the governor no later than April 25th. The next thing scheduled on their calendar is a veto floor period that is scheduled for Tuesday, May 14th. If the legislature wants to try and vote to override a veto, that would be the last chance to meet and get her done. Based on past elections, the Association of Wisconsin Lobbyists expects that with that veto review session scheduled to end on May 15th, quote, and they say, the lobbyist contribution window for primary and general elections likely opens on May 16th, 2024. Based on previous Ethics Commission's interpretations of the statutes, if the current legislative session is extended beyond the veto review period, or if an extraordinary session or special session is called, the window for direct lobbyist contributions to state legislative candidates closes until the respective session is adjourned, unquote. Translations, groups can't make campaign contributions until it won't sway votes in this legislative session, but gets put on pause if they get back together to do stuff. Call me cynical. By this point, if you don't call me cynical, you're clearly not paying attention. With how much upheaval is happening with representatives running in newly drawn districts on both sides of the aisle, everyone wants to start knocking on doors and start getting influxes of money into their campaign coffers. Since conventional wisdom assumes that the Democrats have the most to gain at the state level in this election cycle, I wouldn't expect Governor Evers to call for any more special sessions for the Republicans to gavel in and gavel out and freeze the clock for everyone. So, in other news, keeping with the elections theme, the Marquette Law School poll released their results today. In the latest results between Biden and Trump, all the results are within 1 or 2 percentage points, whether they are head-to-head, whether they're part of a 5-candidate ballot, whether it's registered voters, whether it's likely voters. Each side will spin this, but with a 4.7% margin of error, and both of them at 1 to 2%, however you slice it, it's a dead heat. Interestingly, right now, independents have swung from favoring Biden to favoring Trump. So we'll see how that continues to play out. Also, interesting is that Kennedy pulled 12% of the vote on a five-way Wisconsin ballot. And by their numbers, he pulls more Republican voters than Democrat voters. Kind of like the Brewers season, things will probably ebb and flow quite a bit. And it's way too early for anybody to count any chickens. But it will be interesting to see how the election season and the baseball seasons play out. What I do know is that both seasons are too long, in my opinion. In other news, I quickly want to point out what passes for journalism these days. I read an article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here's the headline. Milwaukee is one of the worst cities for marijuana, study says. Unquote. Okay. Milwaukee ranked number 43, landing it amongst the 10 worst cities in the country for weed. I was curious, so I clicked and I read on. And interesting, the article said, quote, according to the report, Milwaukee has 2.6 marijuana retailers per 100,000 residents, unquote. What? That makes no sense, since dispensing marijuana in Wisconsin is illegal, so instead of 2.68, shouldn't it be 0.00 retailers? That's frustrating, because then, of course, I have to look at the report and see what exactly the hell anyone's even talking about. I can't even right now get through all the things that would appear to make no sense, even if I wanted to try. Essentially, I'll just hit on this. The key thing is that the 2.68 number is the average 5-star rating of Milwaukee dispensaries, according to this report. The report said that there were actually 0.4 dispensaries per 100,000 residents. So not sure how that still makes any sense, how any dispensaries are getting any 5-star ratings, but at least they did figure out that 0.00 cannabis prescribing doctors per 100,000 residents are in Milwaukee. So if anyone knows, Miss Alex Goth, works with the Journal Sentinel, give her a heads up to edit the online article and fix the details. In closing, I will leave you with a quote that is a great theme that applies to the Journal Sentinel article, applies to national politics, everything we talked about across the board. Quote, don't let pesky things like facts get in the way of a good story. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every rain-drenched corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.